Hello, my friends. My name is Terry Petrovic, and welcome to the Terry Petrovic Show on the Home Business Radio Network. This is Positive Powered Radio. You know, we're approaching the holiday season. It's the beginning of November. Thanksgiving is coming up. And then the holidays, whether it be Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever holiday that you are celebrating. And that time period can be draining. So what I want to talk about today is the energy of success. How do you keep up high energy to become successful? Not only in this time where people have a tendency to be stressed out about all their family obligations and meeting sales quotas for their business and everything that we got going on. It's so important, I believe, to take responsibility, and responsibility comes from having an awareness of your energy. What makes you feel good? What makes you feel bad? Where do you feel like you're inefficient? What can we do to get you on top of your game all the time? So success is all about your performance. Would you agree with that? So I got to ask you a question. Are you really serious about becoming a multi-million dollar earner in this profession, or are you just kidding around? Do you want to become a top producer in your company, or is that just a fantasy? Because what we're going to be talking about here as it relates to your energy, your performance, is the thing that's going to set you apart from the pack. It's the thing that can take you to the next level of success personally and professionally. So what does it take to operate at your peak performance? What does it truly take for an entrepreneur like yourself to go all out with energy? Believe me when I say, success does leave clues. You know, I believe, and this is just my opinion, that it takes having a balanced life of some specific types of energy so that you can really function at your full potential. You know, life's going to throw curveballs at you. You know, certain people, certain events are going to pull you down. They're going to, drain you. And most people believe that in order to become successful, you got to be working 10 times harder than everybody else. Well, that might work temporarily, but this business long-term is not about pulling all-nighters. It's not about running a marathon or just pushing yourself beyond what you've ever done before. Because when you do that, you end up draining your energy. Most people don't realize it, but when you push, it just wears on you. I was at an event recently, and a top leader of the company wanted to do a blitz, and I'm all about doing blitzes. You know, massive action creates massive results. But he wanted people to work 16, 18 hours a day. That's right, 16 hours a day. And if you are part-time, in other words, you work 40 hours a week, he wanted you to add on another 8 hours a day on top of that for a period of 90 days. Now, this guy is a machine. There's no question about it. But the fact that a leader at his level, top income earner in his company, was suggesting that the masses put forth that level of effort, to me, was just not very smart. Because the psychology kicks in and says, okay, if I've got to work that hard to be successful, I don't know that I'm willing to pay that price. Kind of makes sense if you think about it. Now, I'm not saying you don't have to pay a price and sacrifice and work to become successful in your business, but you don't want to burn yourself out. And, you know, you work 16 hours a day for 90 days and you will burn yourself out. You will be fried, in fact. So let's talk about four sources of energy that I believe you can tap into to create a successful business and a successful income. What do you think those are? In my opinion, they are physical energy, emotional energy, mental energy, and spiritual energy. Let me repeat that. Physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Does that kind of sound familiar? You might have heard some or all of those before. So let's jump into them and let's talk about physical energy. I believe physical energy is really, really important for you to be at your peak level because, number one, physical energy gets you away from your computer. It gets you away from your phone. It gets you clearing your head. You know, one of the things that I love doing, especially when I'm stressed out or maxed out, is I love going for a run. Why? Because it gets the blood flowing, clears my brain, and I always have gotten some of my best thoughts, strategies, and tactics when I was going for a good run. So you want to get the blood flowing. So that's part of it, but it's also nutrition. You want to make sure that you're eating foods that serve you, that are going to, you know, give you more energy and not drag you down. So not heavy on the carbs for sure. You also want to put that exercise, whether it be running or weightlifting or whatever you do, walking, as part of your routine on a regular basis. Now the flip side of that, I believe, is rest and rejuvenation. I love taking a power nap at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, it's, you know, I get up early, I work, I get into my zone, and then I do a, you know, a meditation with a program called Holosync, which is basically things that help my synapses in my brain fire. So it really just helps me to kind of just unplug and rejuvenate myself. And then the other thing that you want to make sure is you want to make sure that you get a good night's sleep as best you can anyways. And I'm talking about 8 hours on a regular basis. So those are the things from a physical standpoint that I want you to kind of be aware of, and I want you to really try to focus. Now, emotional energy. Now, this is a really, really important topic, and there's an expression I heard one time. It said, in order to operate at your full potential, you must feel a certain way. You have to feel a certain way. So what I mean is that you can't go around with negative energy or angry or sad or depressed and expect to perform at your peak level. That just doesn't make sense, does it? Sometimes we feel like we have to push through. And, you know, when I get into that negative state, and truth is we all go there sometimes, you know, maybe it's a run, maybe it's uplifting music. I do something to, boom, reset my clock, my energy, my emotions. All of these things really come together, and you have to get to know you, but you've got to be able to reset yourself, because if you don't reset yourself, your emotions will absolutely drain you. And sometimes it's, you know, talking to somebody in your organization who is just negative, or a friend who is just, you know, Debbie Downer. Somebody, you know, you have a relationship with these people, and it's like, they suck the life out of you because they are all doom and gloom. And that's a challenge. And some people, they're just wired that way, I think. But for me, I have pretty strong boundaries about protecting myself from negative, draining people. You know, if you watch news on the TV or even read it online, it's constant negative news all day long. Jerry Clark talks about taking a mental fast, and that is not reading the newspaper or watching any news for 90 days. Try that and see how your energy shifts. See what opens up for you in terms of positive thinking and an awareness on what you can create, because you are an entrepreneur. You are responsible for what you create or what you don't create. And if your emotions are not in check and are not at the highest level, you're not going to perform at the highest levels. Not really rocket science, is it? Third one, let's talk about mental energy. Here we're talking about your ability to stay very, very focused, so focused that you can actually accomplish things, whatever those things are. And that focus for me is 90 minutes. Now, here's what a lot of people do. You might know somebody like this. They think they're really smart. They think they're super focused. So what do? You know, they're checking their email, and they're working on a Word document, that the phone rings, and they're texting, and they're chatting with people on Facebook, doing, you know, 10 different things at once. And I wish I could remember the source, but that's called multitasking. And the source of this study said that people who multitask like that actually have a lower IQ. So what I want you to try to shift your focus in doing here is I want you to shift. I don't care whether you're talking to prospects on the phone or you're blogging or however you're marketing your products in your business, but I want you to start to think about doing that in 90-minute increments. Might be a stretch for you. Maybe 30 minutes is where you need to start. But just focus on one thing for 30 minutes. Don't get seduced to texting or getting on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or Pinterest or whatever it is that all that social media does. I mean, you're like ricochet rabbit bouncing all over the place. It doesn't really serve you. Slow down. Create that focus and accomplish things. And I promise you this, is that when you put things in chunks, like 30, 60, or 90 minutes, you will get more done than you could ever imagine. Because it's given, you're giving it all your attention. The fourth component, spiritual energy. Now, I'm going to define this as what you do gives you meaning. Okay, there's lots of definitions, but for this purpose, I'm defining spiritual as really just what you do that has meaning for you. Not somebody else's definition, but for you. Something that you do on a daily basis that gives you fire, that gives you passion, that gets you excited. When you have that level of spiritual connection of who you are and your source, whether it be God or whatever it is that you want, whatever label you want to put on it, you are unstoppable. You are one. You step up into your personal power. And I personally believe that it gets you on a path to your purpose and ultimately the best productivity that you could ever hope or want for. You're in what we call the zone. You have unwavering belief and strength because you know you are there for a very, very specific purpose. And maybe God has special plans for you. It's who you are. It's who you were meant to be. So those are four areas I want you to just think about a little bit as you move forward into this crazy holiday season that we got coming up here. You know, it's some of the best times that I believe you could ever hope or want for to build your business. Now, the truth is, some people are going to say, gosh, you know, the holidays are coming up. Everybody's distracted and don't really have anybody to talk to. My perspective, my friend, is, gosh, you're going to be busy like crazy. You're going to be seeing people you haven't seen in a long time. It's the perfect time to talk to people about your products and your business. I'm going to leave you with this one last strategy. And that is, while you put forth all this energy, the one thing that literally will help you the most, I believe, is rejuvenation. And that is unplugging. Take some time this holiday season to unplug totally and to get in touch with who you are, what you want to create, who you want to be, so that you can step up into your own personal power, not only today, this month, next month, but next year in 2013. You see, we get to choose who we are, who we spend our time with. My name is Terry Petrovic. I appreciate you spending time with me. Remember this. You have a choice. Make it a better than terrific day and a prosperous one because you, my friend, absolutely deserve it. Until next time.